Either. You're listening to Eaters.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last session we expounded furthermore in understanding the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rashidu. Ar-Rashidu means the one who guides to the right path. The one who guides to the right path. Also from the outset, mashallah, brothers that are here, we must always make an intention that we are sitting here for the pleasure of Allah and for us to become better individuals. For us to become better individuals. That should be our intention, so that we can rectify our wrong. We can rectify our wrong and quickly please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should not be sitting in a majlis without an intention or for any other reason, but for a very positive reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only allows a person to come to his house when Allah is pleased with him. So we are the mehman and the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is this banquet, food of the Quran and the Hadith that Allah is inviting us to eat from. And this eating is not with your mouth, with your tongue. There's no digesting as such. It's about listening and taking it into your heart with an intention to become better individuals. And that is what the scholars say, food for the soul, food for the soul. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides people to the right path. Now one very important ruling that we understand from this name is that you will find many people today that will tell you that I am on the right path, or the decision that I have taken is right. Understand that it is not about your decision or about what your opinion is or about what your thinking is. It is what Allah is saying right is right. And so the decision that we take or the actions that we commit ourselves to, if there is a tick from Allah, if there is a tick from the Quran and the Sunnah, then this is Ar-Rashid, that this is Allah who has guided you to the right path. But if it is not ticked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even if you write on a notebook 1,000,000 times that what I did is right, what I did is right, what I did is right, and if the whole world comes together and they say that what you did is right, what you did is right, you are not right. Because haq is only that what Allah has said haq. Otherwise, if it is with insan, they will be picking and choosing and they will be chopping, changing things very frequently. Very frequently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And so right is only if Allah has made it right. Remember that. You can take any decision. And no matter who will counsel you and who says what to you, if it is in accordance to Allah and His Rasul, only then it is right. This must Allah, we need to understand something very, very important. Somebody might say to you, no problem, you know, we live in this country. To my understanding, selling alcohol is okay. Example. To my understanding, selling alcohol is okay. By in what capacity do you bring your opinion and who are you? Are you a mujtahid? No, selling alcohol is not jais. And it is not jais. So you will find many such examples in this world that you are only on the right path if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you on the right path. Nowadays you'll find people who do muta'ah, following the Shia concept also, just to fulfill their desire and things like that. So you have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers. By somebody saying to you, right will not make it right. By somebody saying to you, wrong will not make it wrong. Already, alhamdulillah, we have the things what are right and we have the things what are wrong. And that is what we have to follow. We have to follow the bulk of the Muslimin, what they are saying. This is one masala. Another ruling also that we need to understand, sometimes you will find that people don't have an understanding. And what they feel is that as a general rule, if you break a Muslim's heart, on the day of Qiyamah you will be questioned. On the day of Qiyamah you will be questioned. It's not as simple as that. If somebody is in the wrong and some Muslim in authority is telling him and spoke to him in such a way to do his islah, to rectify his wrong, and strong words were used, and in that he felt, you know, that my heart, I felt a bit hurt. It does not mean that person will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Do you understand what I'm saying? If a husband has said something harsh to the wife, thinking that, you know what, this is bang out of order and it should not have been done this way and it's wrong, or your son said something, or your friend said something, or something had happened, whatever, and then you use certain words and you have said something to rectify something, but your intention is there to do his islah. Your intention is there to do his islah. And that person goes to another person, says, you know what, my heart is broken. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be questioned. It doesn't work that way, bhai. Your ustad, you know, tells you off in front of everybody, understands the fact that, you know, this child has got takabbur inside him. What has he? Has got a bit of pride in him. So in order to remove a bit of pride, let me tell him off a bit. Or let me make him stand outside for 10-15 minutes just to cleanse his soul, which is a bit dirty. So now the ustad says something harsh to him, so he's outside and then he goes back at home and says, you know what, my heart is broken. Bhai, aise to hazar deal tut jayenge kya? Remember that right is only what Allah has said right. Of course, you know, Allah will then judge you by your own intention. That only Allah knows. That only Allah knows. If you have an evil agenda, then Allah knows that. You might hear of somebody, that somebody's daughter has got a divorce. Somebody's daughter has got a divorce. And then outwardly you will say, oh, bichari, you know, chalo, bad news, you know, it's not good, talaq shouldn't have happened and this and that. But when he goes back with his own family, he goes, ah, good, Allah punished him. And unfortunately, this is something which is quite common. That outwardly we will express something, and inwardly we are something else. And this is something very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. So it's not about breaking people's hearts. Huh? Wrongfully you have done something. Or perhaps the manner of speech was wrong. Or this was wrong. Then Allah is there to judge a person. Then you can give 100 excuses. That is not valid. Because Allah knows what is your intention. Allah knows what is your intention. So you have to be very, very careful. But as a general rule, it is not that any person just feels that, you know what, mera dil toot gaya, my heart is broken, and therefore that person on the day of Qiyamah will be questioned. No, no, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim, Kareem, He is Adil, Allah is seeing everything, He is the most just. He is the most just. So much so that even people who have a lofty position, they have to be very careful. They can't use and abuse their power. They have to be very, very careful. I mean, who is greater than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Anybody greater than Huzur alayhi salam? Once, a group of the mushrikeen wanted a meeting with Huzur alayhi salam. And Allah's Nabi was so eager that they would listen to him, and this would mean that they would also embrace Islam. And then on one side, Abdullah ibn Maktum, the blind Sahabi, came. And he didn't know because he was blind. So he came forward asking Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, now you're talking about a Nabi. And Allah's Nabi slightly turned his face away from Abdullah ibn Maktum and turned towards the mushrikeen because he was eager. Allah's Nabi was thinking that he's already a Muslim. I will talk to him later on. But for them, it's important for me to consult them. But subhanallah, the wish of Allah is the wish of Allah. And Allah revealed the verses, عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعَهُ الذِّكْرَى. And there are lessons for us to learn, that how is it possible that you turned away and you frowned. Bhai, whose phone is this? Can somebody just switch off the phone, please? This can't be phone. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى. And the person who is there, Allah's Nabi was frowning slightly in this way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. First you should go to Abdullah ibn Maktum. First you go to Abdullah ibn Maktum, because hidayat I give. Hidayat I give. Go first to him, because he's already a Muslim. Subhanallah. And so we have to be very, very careful how we deal with matters in this dunya. Something that is very, very important for us to understand. You will find a lot of the time, sometimes, that bichara, your Muslim brother is in some kind of a difficulty. The shaitan puts thoughts in your mind and your heart that it's good. Let him suffer a bit. No. In the hadith it comes that Allah can save him and put you in the same trial. Allah can put you in the same position. So we have to be very, very careful. Now, going back to the topic of Ar-Rashidu. There are many things that we learn. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given guidance to a person towards the right path, then it becomes his duty also to ground himself and to stabilize himself firmly upon that path, on the right path. That is his duty. Just like a person, after all the chores of his dunya, will return back to his dwelling, his house. That is his asal markaz. So he will go back to his own house, his own dwelling. That is where he is. He is the king of the house. That is where he does whatever he wants to do. Similarly, our living and our lifestyle should be such that our entire living should be with the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time this guidance should be there, and this is very challenging. It's not going to be easy. And in fact, it's not also very hard, but it's not also very easy. There are some very important tips and methods that are shown to us in the Quran that if we apply, insha'Allah ta'ala, things will become very, very easy. And so for an example, there is one very famous chapter of the Quran, Suratul Ma'un, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to his Nabi and says, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. أَرَأَيْتَ means, have you seen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you see with your eyes? أَرَأَيْتَ, did you see? الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ, that person who rejects deen. That person who rejects deen. What is deen? Deen is the day of judgment. The day of judgment. The day of recompense. The day in which a person will have to be accounted for everything what he has done. Good for good, bad for bad, evil for evil. The requital. The day in which he will have to give his own accounting. That is Yawmuddin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you see that they are rejecting the day of Qiyamah? They are rejecting judgment day. They are rejecting the requital. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you of everything what you have done, and auditing will take place. Just like when you have a business and a big business, and then you have to have professional accountants. The bigger the business, then you have to have a team of accountants. And making sure all the figures match and everything is there. Ek receipt bhi gaib nahi honi chahiye. Everything is there. Those who are accountants will know. So the auditing will take place on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, like in this dunya, for your business you have your auditing. Then the real day of auditing, it is the day of Qiyamah. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do you see them that they are rejecting, belying the requital? They are rejecting. Now in this one line of Suratul Ma'un, there is so much lessons for us to take and hikmat for us to take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us and explaining to us that even before thinking about Jannah and even before thinking about Jahannam, a Muslim needs to think of that day, which is the day of auditing, the day which we know as the day of recompense, judgment day, when we will be judged of everything that we have done. That we have to focus towards. This is something very, very important. This is the lesson that the Quran is telling us. Why, my respected brothers? You see, a person will only reject the day of Qiyamah when he rejects accountability and responsibility. When he rejects accountability and responsibility. Any human being in this world, when he rejects accountability and responsibility, then you put anything in front of him, it will hold no purpose. It will hold no purpose. So every man, even in this dunya, unless he is mad, and if he is mad, then of course, you know, these laws don't apply. But every human being has to take responsibility and accountability of his actions. So you see that everywhere in the world. You will see responsibility has to be there, accountability has to be there in the house that you live in, the school that you are studying, the madrasa that you are studying, the university that you go to, the business that you run. When you are driving and you're in your car, there are rules and regulations. You have to take your responsibility, accountability. You are at the airport, there are rules and regulations. You come to the house of Allah, there are rules and regulations. We will tell you first thing, remove your shoes by, remove your footwear, and then come to the masjid. So there are rules and regulations in this dunya. In fact, this dunya is running in perfect harmony. If there is any kind of distort, something that stops it, then it will be destroyed. This dunya will not function. The sun, the heat, everything is in the right measure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that only that person who does not take responsibility and accountability will not fear the last day. But any man who is intelligent, who is there taking responsibility and accountability, he cannot deny the last day. He cannot reject the last day. You see, my respected brothers, there are laws that are put in place for that. For everything that we do, there are laws, rules and regulations, rules and regulations. But sadly, what happens is that the rules and regulations of this dunya generally are only because of the harm or the potential harm that is visible and tangible. Only then you will see that the laws are put into place. So for an example, if you are driving, that is fine. But if you are driving recklessly, and because of that you cause an accident, harm has come to somebody else, so there are laws that will also punish you. There are laws that will also punish you. Why? Because that harm is visible to you, your physical body. That harm is visible to you. There are laws, for an example, for drugs. People take drugs. Allah save us. This is very, very lethal, my respected brothers. Allah save us. And we have to fight ourselves and make sure that we are on the right path. So for drugs, you will find counseling. It is against the law. If you are buying, selling, you could be put away. And rehabilitation centers are there. All sorts of things are there. Why? Because it is harmful to you. It is harmful to your body. It is harmful to your body. So all of the laws of this dunya that are in motion and that are put in place generally is only when there is physical harm to you. Only when there is physical harm to you. That is what you call dunya. But Ar-Rashid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Merciful One, invites humanity in a different way. The problem is the people of this dunya only have got laws that will harm the physical body and they reject the spiritual world. What do? They reject the spiritual world. So, they can't see the harm in the sins that they are committing. And they feel that, you know what, the sins that we are doing, we will get away with it. We will get away with it. Allah is saying, Sa'a ma yahkumun. You know, it's a very evil judgment that you think you will get away with it. You will not get away with it. Auditing will take place of everything what you have done. And so, for an example, if somebody is doing ghibat, backbiting, is there any punishment in this country for backbiting? Are there any laws? Umar sahab, hai koi law? Huh? He doesn't think so. So are there any laws for backbiting? No. There are no laws actually, you know what, for swearing or accusing and things like that. They are, because sins are sins And it is something that is very spiritual, and because it does not harm the body, so there are no laws. So much so, that they tell you that even if you are going to fornicate, if both consent each other, and you are not even married, but both agree, then it is fine. Then it is fine. There is no problem. It is zina, but what are they saying? It is fine. Because physically there is no harm. Physically there is no harm. So there are no laws. The laws are only going to be put in place if somebody is not of that age, or if somebody was forced to do something, then you see that the laws are on top of you. So it is very ajeeb, this dunya that we live in, and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, like how there are consequences of the actions that you do physically that is wrong, something that you can feel, something that is tangible and you may be punished, likewise the things that you can't see but it is guna and it is considered sin spiritually, that will also have an effect on you, it will also harm you. So how do we keep control on that, and how do we keep control also towards the other aspects of making sure that we are firm and grounded to the right path? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, all the time, tune yourself. You see, today what happens? If your mobile phone is not working, we become pareshan. What do we become? Pareshan. Straight away you will go to the Apple shop, straight away you will phone somebody. Why? Because you know what, my screen is not working, it's getting stuck, this and that. And then you might want to switch it off, switch it on, you know, retune it, whatever you need to do, do everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in this dunya, before you die, switch yourself and make yourself into that person who is always thinking of the day of judgment. So when you think like that, you don't need cameras. You don't need your father, your ustad, your elder brother, your teachers, your community to be there. You will be all alone in your room, but kisi ki majal hai ki they can do something wrong to you, because now you already have opened your heart and you are thinking that everything what I do, it will be audited and I will have to stand in front of my Allah and I will be questioned. So when a person thinks in this manner, slowly you will see what will happen. This way taqwa will come inside him. What will come inside him? He will be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And this is the only way to do it. Dekhe, if your clothes are dirty, if your body is dirty, are we going to come out like that amongst the people? No. What will you do? You will want to clean yourself, put your clothes in the washing machine, have hot water, rinse your body, clean yourself, put attar, apply this, so mashallah you feel pure and clean. Spiritually also a person needs to think, this is what Allah is saying, even before the day of Qiyam, even before Jannat, even before Jahannam, first think that I have to stand in front of my Allah. I have to stand in front of my Allah. Amazing, if you look at the Quran, the contents of the Quran talks about beautiful examples, the messengers, fiqh, it talks about morality, it talks about everything that is there. But when it comes to ending the Quran, when it comes to, you know, when a person is about to die and he says to the people around him, see, he's not going to talk about his entire life. He is going to say something which is very important to him. It is called wasiyat. What is it called?
Wasiyat.
And the words of wasiyat are very important. So you will say the last words were this. So the Quran ends. Revelation ends. There is no other verse to be revealed upon Huzur alayhi salam. Jibreel will never come now. The Quran is sealed. It is closed. What do you think Allah must have revealed? What verses? What do you think the message will be of Allah for this ummah, being the very last verse? Being the very last verse. If you have a look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not talk about anbiya, He does not talk about masla masail, He does not talk about the five pillars, He does not talk about anything. But He talks about one mas'ala, and He says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear that day in which you shall all be returned to your Lord Allah. What does Allah say? Fear that day, auditing, when you shall all be returned to Allah. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ. Then every soul shall be repaid in full what they have earned, bima kasabat, wahum la yuzlamun. And then Allah says, they shall never suffer any form of injustice. They shall never suffer any form of injustice. Now imagine, the last words that the Quran is speaking to us about is also the day of Qiyamah, the day of reckoning. So this mazmoon is very, very important. For a person to remain on the right path, he must always think, forget the world, my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. There was this buzrug, Waliullah, and he says that when my children became balig, when my children became balig, mature, so he said, I got them together, and I said to them with love, I said, Beta, O my children, that you are now balig. What are you? Now balig, mature. So when you are now mature, be very careful. What it means, that Allah has opened your book of deeds now. What has Allah done? He has opened your book of deeds. Before it wasn't there. But now because you are balig, your book of deeds are opened up. Oh my son, be very, very careful. What you are going to add in that book, what you will include in that book of yours. Because you can't share your book with anybody. That is only your book, and that is your book. That could be your ticket to Jannah or your ticket to Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allahu Akbar. That is how important it is. So we should never ever move our focus away from this. This is the sabak from the Quran. Now, after the Quran, which is the greatest kitab, my respected brothers? After the Quran, which is the greatest kitab? MashaAllah, really, Bukhari Sharif. Sahih Bukhari. The master of hadith, the genius, Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh. And he was not even an Arab. Imagine that. He was not even an Arab. Today, Arabs have to look at his book. The genius that he was. Jeeb he was. Now, just to conclude and end with this, my respected brothers. We know how the Quran ends. And then let's select the hadith, the sayings of Huzur alayhi salam, because hadith is very important to us. So if we look at Imam Bukhari's masterpiece work. Imam Muslim is the student of Imam Bukhari. Imam Muslim is the student of Imam Bukhari. It is said that once Imam Muslim asked Imam Bukhari a question, and Imam Bukhari answered the question to his student Imam Muslim. Imam Muslim himself is a muhaddith. We talk about Sahih Muslim. Sahih Muslim is written by him, his student. But he was so mesmerized and amazed by the answer that Imam Bukhari gave, that what a genius this man is in hadith, that Imam Muslim said to Imam Bukhari that, Hazrat, in fact the words are, Ya Ustazul Ustazin, Ya Ustazul, O teacher of the teachers, O teacher of the teachers, Wa Ya Sayyidul Muhaddisin, and O master of all the experts in hadith. What does he say? Master of all the experts in hadith. And then he says, Wa Ya Tabibil Hadith fi Ilal, And oh, doctor of hadith, when it comes in scrutinizing the hadith and finding out what level the hadith is, that he was a doctor in the subject, he says, if you allow me, I would want to kiss you. If you allow me, I would want to kiss you. That was Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, very powerful man. The genius that he was, what is the real beauty? There is so many beautiful things about this book, but one very important feature of his kitab are his chapter headings. What is it? Chapter heading. So he's such a master that he brings his own maslak, that what he learns from fiqh and hadith because of what Huzur alayhi salam has said. So he will bring a title, a chapter heading, and in order to support the chapter heading, he will bring a few hadiths. He will bring a... Now, the few hadiths that he brings, it is not so straightforward even for the scholars to understand what relationship this hadith has got with the chapter heading, but most definitely it has got because it is written by Imam Bukhari. He was an amazing man, amazing individual when it comes to hadith. He was a master in hadith. Now, if we look at hadith, how does Imam Bukhari end the hadith? How? Which is the last chapter heading that he brings in his kitab? We talked about the Quran. So what about the hadith? Which is the last chapter? And the last chapter heading of Imam Bukhari is Bab. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And he selects the last chapter by which he ends his kitab. And he says, chapter on, that we shall establish the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That we shall establish the scale. The chapter is the verse of the Quran talking about the day of Qiyamah. That we shall establish the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَا تُزْلَمُ شَيْئًا. And there will be, nobody will suffer any kind of injustice. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ. And even if somebody has done something equal in measure to a mustard seed, someone who has done something equal in measure to a mustard seed, أَتَيْنَا بِهَا, we will bring that forward. وَكَفَى بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And we are sufficient as reckoners. We are sufficient as reckoners. And this is how he ends his masterpiece work, reminding people also of that day. People say, how do we become people of taqwa? How do we adopt taqwa? The only solution is, my respected brothers, because nobody is around us 24 hours. Nobody will come to us in our graves 24 hours. But always to cleanse the mind and the heart and to think that I will stand in front of my Allah one day completely alone. And it will be said, this man born on this date and he died on this date. Now let's start the auditing. Now let's see what he did. Now let's look at his good deeds and the evil deeds. And that auditing will be such that the Quran says, he will say, la yughadiru saghira wala kabira. What kind of a book is this? And the recording is so powerful that it has not left anything that would be considered as minor and even major, even a single cough. So he might have done this. That is registered. Even for him to frown at somebody, even for him to point at somebody, even to make a funny face, everything pinpointed with accuracy. So that is why, my respected brothers, in this dunya, the laws are only to fulfill this body. What is it? To fulfill this body. And this is dhoka. All the laws are only for this body. But the Quran is telling you, like how there is harm to the physical body, in the spiritual world, when a person does sins, there is harm also to the spiritual soul, and it will affect him also physically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And so this is one way of making sure that we ground ourselves and that we stabilize ourselves in what Allah has given us, that we are on the right path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can understand what is right and what is wrong. Inshallah, very quickly, just for 1 or 2 minutes, if you shut your eyes. MashaAllah, do muraqabah. This is the sunnah. And also this is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something which is very powerful. And think that the heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما. Allah Kareem, تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. Allah Kareem, اس مجلس میں جتنے لوگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, Ya Allah, ہم سب سے تو راضی ہو جا. Allah Kareem, ہماری دنیا بھی برکت والی بنا, آخرت بھی برکت والی بنا. اللہ, قبر کے عذاب سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. ہماری آل اولاد ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بن جائے. اللہ کریم, ہمیں گناہ والی زندگی سے یا اللہ تو بچا. اللہ, ہمیں نیک و کار میں سے بنا دے, متقین میں سے بنا دے. اللہ, جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے. اللہ, جس کی جو پریشانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما. اللہ کریم, اللہ کریم, اسلام کا غلبہ ہو, اسلام کا بول بالا ہو. اللہ کریم, ہمیں عاشق رسول بنا. اللہ کریم, ہمیں ایسا بنا کہ یا اللہ, ہم کھڑے ہو, بیٹھے ہو, سوئے ہو, ہر حال میں یا اللہ تجھے یاد کرتے ہو. اور یا اللہ, ہمیشہ آخرت کا استحضار ہو. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ وصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیت اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.